It's always a joy to stand before you and proclaim God's word. And this morning, we're going to be looking into Mark chapter 10. Just a minute here. All right, there we go. Get technology going here this morning. Title is Being Kind to the Less Fortunate. And in our text today, we're going to be looking at a man that was less fortunate in his day than others and how he was treated and how we are to help others who are, and be kind is the theme and intention of this message this morning. So join with me and looking at verse 46 of Mark chapter 10 as I read. Well, if not, I don't. We'll see how that goes. If not, Alan will have to come down here and work on it. Okay, verse 46. Then they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples, a large crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. And when he heard that it was Jesus, the Nazarene, he began to cry out with a loud voice, saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many were sternly telling him to be quiet. But he kept crying out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here." So they called the blind man, which was Bartimaeus, saying to him, "Take courage, stand up. Jesus is calling for you." Throwing aside his cloak, that's his outer garment, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And answering Jesus, he said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus said to him, "Rabbi, I want to regain my sight." Rabbi meaning teacher, master. In verse 52, and Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately, the Bible says, immediately he regained his sight and began following Jesus on the road. Now, as I look back many, many years in churches that Brenda and I have pastored and been a part of throughout our life, there are many people that I've seen in Bartimaeus' situation. When I was very young, my grandparents, I call Mommy and Poppy, Hale, took in people from time to time to help them out. And one lady I remember distinctly was, I called her Miss Meaty. Miss Meaty. She was an elderly lady. She was blind. She went blind at an early age when she was a child. And they took her in, and she stayed with them for, I don't know, months, maybe a year or two, before she found a place, a facility that was able to take care of her needs. But I tell you what, Miss Meadie was a very talented lady. She could play the piano. You know, you think about anybody to play a piano and not be able to see the notes, read the notes. I mean, that's great, isn't it? That's wonderful. She, yeah, you was played by ear. But she, I tell you what, I could listen to her all day long. And I mean, she just went from one end of the keyboard to the other. And I would sit there just rocking back and forth, because the songs that she sung was Christian songs and other classical music that she had learned over the years. But she was certainly a blessing. Never heard her complain one bit, but always very upbeat. And then over the years, Brenda and I, our family has been a part of churches, as I said. And I would say unusually, but refreshing, filled with love for those who were disabled. I know we had many at Northside Baptist Church, and we had those who were deaf and mute, that we had interpreters for the services, and they would sit, stand, and be doing sign languages as the services went along. And they cared, and we helped those who was disabled, and many disabled people, different sorts of situations there at Northside Baptist Church and some others. We studied from Johnny Erickson Tata, back at the Good News Club last fall, and which she had an accident, a diving accident when she was a teenager, left her paralyzed from the waist down. She's had some movements with her hands and so forth, but couldn't walk, was in a wheelchair. And I've often listened to her ministries. And one of the things that I recall is she said, the fact that disabled people hanging in there does something for Christians. They themselves feel like a burden to others, but God thinks the opposite. He thinks it necessary for others to take care of the disabled. And we see that, and that's a great thing. That's a ministry. They do more for one's spiritual well-being than one can imagine. That's what Johnny Erickson Tata said, because in her situation, she appreciated those who helped her. And then her husband, who she married, was Tata, last name Tata, helped her in her situations throughout her life. But she has ministered to so many others, and we have studied about her in the Good News Club as well, and scriptures such as this. So the manner in which the least fortunate help believers is by challenging them to be more authentic in their Christian faith and love. And in today's message, we're going to see, it's out about a man called Bartimaeus that was blind, and he was able, as you read this text, able to challenge the disciples and the crowds who was following Jesus. So, first of all, let's look at Jesus treated all people with dignity. So, in verse 46 through 49, we read here that Jesus came to teach in Jericho. Jesus spent many, many days and months and so forth ministering in Jericho, and he was departing with his disciples, as the scripture says here, and a multitude of people who was always following Jesus. And he passed by Bartimaeus, who was sitting near the roadside, as the scripture says, and he was begging, and a crowd accustomed to Bartimaeus, were quickly disappointed at Bartimaeus crying out aloud to Jesus for mercy and so forth with his physical condition. And he was known, I'm sure, as I look at the scripture and as I try to think through, they was kind of annoyed with Bartimaeus and embarrassing because they think visitors coming through, him hollering, begging, and calling out. So they did not like that. So they quickly ran over to Bartimaeus and said, "Be quiet. We don't want to hear this. We hear it all the time, so just be quiet." So that's what we pick up here in the scriptures. And the multitude demanded Bartimaeus to remain quiet, as though he was unworthy of speaking to Jesus. In God's sight, everyone is worthy. Everyone is worthy. And Jesus sees all who is searching for mercy, unworthy. He sees them worthy to speak to them. And we see in Romans 10:13, it says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." So Jesus sees anyone, no matter if they're in good health or disabled, worthy to call upon him. And this scripture says that as well. Jesus healed him and sent him on his way to be a witness to other people. But Bartimaeus, you know, he didn't go away. He didn't go home. He didn't go back to or go out of town. He stayed right there with Jesus. He wanted to be with Jesus. And the Christian music, I don't know if you've heard this song before, but it's called Beautiful. And it's expressing how people are seen in the eyes of Jesus, which proclaims, "You are treasured, you are sacred, you are His, you are beautiful." How many have heard that song? When I thought about this, I said, that's a perfect example of what this song says and what the scripture is talking about as far as everyone, just everyone is beautiful in the sight of God. So all people are beautiful to Jesus. And all people, they are seen worthy in the sight of the Lord. Now, again, Jesus saw Bartimaeus as being very, very valuable. Matter of fact, his name, as 4:6 implies, means the son of Timaeus. And the real meaning of Barnabas comes from a light to light as we look closer to his father's name. Timaeus means honored or highly prized. See, Jesus looks upon not the outward appearance or our physical condition, but he sees within the heart of each one of us. And many times we see how God has used those disabled with different physical conditions in ministry, in life, to be his witness of God's power and glory. And you know, sometimes we are handicapped ourselves, even though we're physically fit in our spiritual life, if we do not see all people like Jesus did here in this scriptures here today. Now, Bartimaeus, as a lost and valuable treasure, he found Jesus Christ that day. And it explains reactions of those who around him, what they were missing. What Jesus saw, they missed. It was very obvious as we read the scripture here. So we read that Jesus stood still and commanded him in verse 49 to come to him. And Jesus ceased conversing with his disciples. He ceased talking with the crowd. And he was put off, he was taken off his route, of his normal route as he was going, just to take time to talk to Bartimaeus and meet Bartimaeus where he was in his life. People was touched, people were healed, and people was changed when they met Jesus. And people are changed today. And especially when that verse that I read a while ago, those who, for whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You know, the scripture says that Bartimaeus was, he regained his sight immediately. Isn't that fantastic? You know, sometimes we, in our physical conditions, it takes weeks and months, doesn't it? When we're going to the doctor or taking medication, whatever, sometimes, you know, we in who are in rehab and so forth with knees and ankles and other things that's going on in our life, it takes weeks to get back where, and sometimes we're not back where we were before any physical condition takes place. But see, the miraculous healing that took place right there, that's how God sees us. And on the spiritual side, when we meet Jesus, we are immediately changed in the heart. Amen? Immediately. And that's what Jesus was wanting for Bartimaeus. Yes, he healed him. He regained his sight. But he also met Jesus Christ and was saved that day right there on the road. And that's what Jesus did. See, Jesus meets our physical conditions quite often before, as he meets our spiritual conditions. And so the Lord sees us very valuable. It doesn't matter, you know, what our nature is, our color, our creed, or whatever. We are valuable, very important. And Jesus attributes dignity and worth in everybody's life. Secondly, let's see, Jesus saw people's spiritual need. He sees our spiritual needs, but most important, our spiritual need. And what people looked at Bartimaeus, they could only see the outward appearance or his traits, such as his habit of daily begging. That's what they saw. They didn't see the inward part of Bartimaeus and his own feelings, or perhaps his dirty garments stained from sitting on the ground day in, day out. Jesus looked past his outward appearance to see his inner beauty, his inner value. You see, I'm sure from that day forward, Bartimaeus, everywhere he went, I can see I met Jesus. I'm cleansed from my sins. I'm saved. And see, Jesus knew Bartimaeus' heart. You know, it reminds me of the 10 lepers that shouted to Jesus that wanted healing. And Jesus sent them to the priest and said, "Go your way, you're healed." And only one of those 10 lepers came back to say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you." And yet, Jesus healed all 10 of them. So, we all need to be thankful every day, you know, for what God does in our lives. Jesus looked past Bartimaeus. See, Bartimaeus was physically blind. But most people in that crowd, they weren't physically blind, but they were spiritually blind. They couldn't see Jesus for their outward outlook on Bartimaeus and those around him. They could not see past the dark veil over their heart to view Bartimaeus as a true inner being and his worth. So the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:16-17, Therefore, if now on we regard one another according to the flesh. See, Paul even talks about the flesh, our outward appearance. But even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus, him no longer. And that's why he says here in verse 17, therefore, if anyone be in Christ, that not the physical life, but that spiritual life, if we be in Christ, we are a new creation. The old things of our life have passed, their sins, and behold, good things have come. All the old things have passed, but behold, all things have become new. We are a new creation. We are a new life. And then in Romans chapter 6, it tells us that we are to walk in the newness of life because we are a new creation. So, like Bartimaeus, every person in the world has the potential to surrender to faith in Jesus Christ, therefore becoming that new creation, as Paul talks to us about here in 2 Corinthians 5:17. And Jesus came to die for the entire world, according to this verse, John 3:16, that Diane quoted earlier and we saw in the bulletin. Now, it says that Bartimaeus, he rose up. He rose up in verse 50 to respond to Jesus' invitation. However, he did more than simply rise. I want you to think about that. He did more than just stand up. If you look at the text as it is interpreted here, that rose up means he sprung up. I mean, he had springs in his legs. He jumped up with excitement because nothing like that had ever happened to him. No one had ever taken initiative to pay any attention, always saying, be quiet, you're in the way, just get out, don't bother us, be quiet. But Jesus stopped and saw value. And that's why he was so excited. I think it was the Holy Spirit jumped into his legs and caused him to spring up, you know, with excitement. And we should be that way as well. You know, I'd like to have seen the surprise of the faces on that crowd as they observed Bartimaeus jumping up without hesitation, without falling, and then running to Jesus. He sprang to Jesus because of what had taken place in his life. The entire verse of 50 says, and throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. You see how Jesus draws people to him? And it's just not because of what Jesus can do for us, but it's because of who Jesus is. It's who he is. It's not what Jesus can do for us, and it wasn't what so much of what Jesus did for Bartimaeus, but no one had ever given Bartimaeus a time of the day or any recognition. And I think him springing up like that, he realized he was cleansed not only by his sight, but from within. No more burdened down with the sins and cares of this world. Now those, you know, a lot of people are wandering through a life spiritually blind. You know, we see it every day. We hear it every day because they have never confessed their faith in the healing power of Jesus. And Jesus, when walking with Thomas, I reflected back as I was studying this this message, I was thinking about the time that when Jesus arose from the grave, and the women, Mary Magdalene, they went up and told the disciples that Jesus had risen from the grave, and they were excited. But there were some that still doubted, and Thomas was one of those. And we can't fall short on Thomas himself. But Thomas was a type, he had to see with his physical eyes before he believed. And Jesus would say, you know, since you have seen me, seeing is believing. But Jesus said, the right way is believing is seeing, knowing who I am, that I am Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Believing is seeing. And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of those things that we do not see. So faith, you know, faith in the one who created us, the one who sustains us, the one who walks with us daily. You know, that's what the faith that we have. You know, when we get saved, we have the faith right there. And we don't have to pray, say, Lord, increase my faith that I'll believe more. No, just use what faith we have, knowing that the faith that we have comes from believing in Jesus Christ. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So that's a wonderful verse. If you don't know that one, have memorized it, that's a good one. So if you're ever down and out in any given day, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and those things that we can't see yet, that is coming, the kingdom of God. All right, in closing this morning, looking at verse 52, we read that Bartimaeus immediately followed Jesus. Immediately. He was immediately healed. Immediately he followed Jesus. He didn't take his healing for granted and go his separate way, leave his hometown, and leave a reckless as he wanted, you know, or pointed in another direction. Bartimaeus devoted himself in following Jesus from that point. Kind of reminds me when Jesus was calling the disciples. He said, if you want to follow me, just drop everything you're doing. Desert everything you're doing. And I will take care of you. I will fulfill your life. I will enrich your life. And Bartimaeus, he knew this. And he was devoted to Jesus from that time on. And the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 15, I read 16 and 17 a while ago, but I want to go back to verse 15 of 2 Corinthians 5, 15, which says, he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. That's another good verse to memorize, knowing that we are saved, but he died and rose again, and we no longer live for ourselves. So think about this situation, the whole picture of what Bartimaeus and disciples and the crowd, all that was going on, all who observed the faith of the blind Bartimaeus were challenged to look at themselves and consider their own life, where they were, physically, but more spiritually. See, they were spiritually blind. And Bartimaeus was no longer spiritually blind or spiritual blind because he had met Jesus. And I know many of us have met Jesus here today, but we can still be spiritually blind. We can be distracted in the way that we look at others. and how we can judge or maybe just ignore as these people did. But Jesus shines a different light on life itself, and looking at his perspective is the way that we are to look in every situation in life when people need Christ. Let us pray. Our Father God, we praise your holy name. We thank you for your message. We thank you for your word. Without your word, we would be spiritually blind. We do have the physical things in our lives that sets us back, maybe temporarily, but many people are permanently set back with physical conditions. But Lord, the most important things in our life and the most eternal things in our life is to be changed by your Holy Spirit. Believing in Jesus Christ and being changed by your Holy Spirit, making us, putting aside, behind the old things of life, and then being created into something brand new, something usable, worthwhile. And that's why you see us all valuable, because you created us and you called it good. And nothing is better than knowing you personally and knowing that we have eternal life with you. Lord, today, anyone here that doesn't know you personally and those listening to us live, Lord, maybe we just need to, each and every one of us, make a change, a renewal in our life, and have a different perspective on those around us that are less fortunate than we are in the physical world. Lord, because everyone needs Christ. Everybody needs Jesus. And that's the song that we often sing. Everybody needs Jesus. And Jesus is here for everyone. Lord, help us each day to be a witness for you. Help us not forget where we were at one time in our life, and you raised us up and set us on solid ground that we might be your witnesses. That's why when we're saved, we become your ministers. We are to go out and help others find you, just like Bartimaeus changed his life and changed those around him, had a new perspective on people, on people's lives. Lord, we praise and we thank you for your love, your sacrificial death on Calvary. You didn't stay in your grave, but you rose, and now you intercede for us on a daily basis, meeting our needs and making sure that we love you and love one another in a Christ-like love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.